Hello, and welcome to your weekly money management news wrap. This is Paige Estritori, proudly speaking to you on behalf of Financial Services Online. Today is Monday, the 16th of September 2024, and we have some pressing financial industry headlines to discuss. We begin with the increasing concern over AI-driven cybercrime. Just last week, we learned from law firm DLA Piper about the evolving landscape of cybercrime, accelerating at an alarming pace due to advancements in artificial intelligence. In today's technology-driven era, we're witnessing a significant shift in criminal activity into the digital world. Ransomware as a service and advanced generative AI models have effectively lowered the barriers for cyberattacks. Now, we are seeing an escalation in the sophistication of phishing emails and deepfake verification calls. Unfortunately, reports also show a rise in state-sponsored cyberattacks on our very own critical infrastructure. Such breaches have already impacted millions of Australians. Despite various efforts to bolster our defenses against cyberattacks, global organizations still struggle to keep up. Financial and administrative challenges have caused stagnation. An alarming survey conducted by DLA Piper reveals that, out of 1,200 respondents, just 49% employ robust digital security measures, while 55% neglect regular risk assessments. Nevertheless, there is a silver lining to this ominous cloud. I'm delighted to inform you that the Australian government is actively working to strengthen our cyber regulations. Our aim? To become the world's most cybersecure nation by the end of this decade. Making sense of cybersecurity is part of good money management, and we at Financial Services Online offer practical insights via our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. On that note, I'd like to remind all our listeners to stay vigilant and implement strong, up-to-date cybersecurity practices in every aspect of your digital life. Because in this increasingly digital world, cyber safety is not just a concern for businesses, but also each and every consumer out there. That concludes our news wrap for this week. Be sure to tune in next Monday for the latest updates. This has been Paige Estritori with your weekly money management news wrap, brought to you by Financial Services Online, your trusted partner in insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. Thank you, and remember, stay informed, stay secure.